Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
Hugh Jackman, he's back as Wolverine.
Yeah, and he claims this will be the last one. They go all out on this one. It actually has an 18A rating, which surprised me. I did not think it would go over a 14A, but there's a lot of violence, including a scene involving a child, and that automatically gets an 18A rating. So it's set in 2029. There haven't been any mutants born for quite some time, and as far as we know, just Logan, one other, and Xavier are the remaining leftovers of the X-Men, and they're living close to the Mexican border, just eking out an existence, basically trying to lie low until a chance encounter with a woman who drops off a gifted young girl with Logan, and the fireworks begin, shall we say. Lots of action, lots of violence. I think the fanboys will appreciate it.
The world is not the same as it was. Mutants, they're gone now.
You know who she is, Alan.
She needs help.
Something's happening to you, Logan. You're not healing.
That's right. The old man.
The Shack. Now, I read the book. How's the movie?
If you read the book, I think you're going to enjoy the movie. I did not read the book, but it stars Sam Worthington. He suffered a family tragedy, and he spiraled out of control. And he receives a mysterious letter to go visit the Shack, or a Shack, in Oregon, and there's a trio of individuals, and Mac, or Worthington, I guess, finds redemption, and his spirituality is, I guess, redeemed.
Missy!
Where's Missy?
Sorry, Mac, they haven't seen her.
Possible suspect sighting. Ground team's found the truck in the mountains.
I'm really sorry, Mr. Phillips.
The letter showed up in my mailbox. With no tracks in the snow.
You're not thinking about going back there, are you?
I gotta do something.
You know, this isn't a good idea.
Ain't it just like a tear to go and blow?
You want me to forgive him? I want him to hurt like he hurt me.
All right, it's the year of musical animation. Ballerina is the next one.
Yeah, Elle Fanning and Carly Rae Jepsen star in this one, and it's a story of Felicie, a young orphan girl. She's got a passion for dancing, and with the help of a friend, she manages to escape from her orphanage and travel all the way to Paris. Animation is really quite good. It's not your Disney animation. It's more along the lines of Coraline or Kubo. I think this one will find an audience with the kids.
Since I can remember, I've wanted to dance.
The Opera de Paris.
I will take you to this dance school, and you will become the greatest dancer ever.
Starting tomorrow, we'll have an audition.
Oh. Can you dance?
Yes. At least I think I can.
Then we've got a drama out called Before I Fall.
Yeah, and they did not hold a screening on this, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. From what I understand, it's a Groundhog Day kind of film. A young girl who just life is perfect for her. She's got the perfect boyfriend, the perfect friends. She is involved in a serious accident and is forced to relive this day over and over again, right up to the point of the accident. And she has to take steps to, I guess, make amends and make improvements in her life before it's too late.
Maybe for you there's a tomorrow. But for some of us, there's only today. What happened last night?
What are you talking about? I've been having deja vu all day long.
Are you okay?
It wasn't a dream. It really happened.
All right, over at the Movie Mill, you guys have a couple of premieres. Let's start with the dramedy Patterson.
Yeah, Adam Driver, you may know him as Kylo Ren from Star Wars Episode 7. He stars, his name is Patterson, and he's a bus driver in the city of Patterson, New Jersey. And it's basically a look at a week in his life. It's a very regimented, very interesting look. He's into poetry. He pays attention to the conversations on the bus. He has a wife who loves him and great ideas. It's just really well done. It was nominated for a number of awards. It was snubbed come Oscar time, which kind of surprised me. It's certainly not a blockbuster action-packed picture, but if you're looking for a well-done film, check this one out.
You drive the bus, right? Your name really Patterson?
My real name is Patterson.
Well, that's kind of crazy, right?
Your poetry is really good, and someday you might let the world read it. I mean the eye. You are a great poet.
Then the other movie premiering is called The Assignment.
Yeah, this one I had the chance to screen about a month ago. It stars Sigourney Weaver and Michelle Rodriguez, and the concept was interesting. It looked like it involved a hitman, and it certainly does. And film opens, the hitman takes out this individual. Turns out he was a close interest of Sigourney Weaver, who was a doctor. And she exacts revenge by taking this hitman captive and performing gender reassignment surgery. And so the hitman wakes up as a hit woman. It's really quite an interesting film. I don't know that I'd recommend it to all crowds, but it certainly was a unique, shall we call it, a B film.
Boy, there is something for everyone, and you can see trailers and showtimes at country95.fm. That's what's new in theaters. Len Binning from the Movie Mill, thanks as always.
Hey guys, see you at the movies, and have a good one.